This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بذكر الله ترتاح القلوب وتنزاح المتاعب والكروب.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This story that we're going to talk about today is related to someone named Abdullah ibn Maslama ibn Qu'nub al-Harithi. Abdullah ibn Qu'nub, and he was known as al-Qu'nubi. This man, in the story narrated by his son, he said, my father used to drink wine, and he used to be someone who wasn't practicing his Islam. He used to drink wine, he used to hang out with the lads, as they say, with the gang. And one occasion he had invited them round to spend time and so on. While they were sitting and drinking and the likes, he noticed there was a man riding a donkey who people were gathering around him. He said, who's this man? They said, this is Shu'bah, referring to Shu'bah ibn al-Hajjaj, who was a famous hadith scholar. Said, who is he? They said, he's a muhaddith. He said, what's a muhaddith? You know, he's not aware of what's happening here. But he was sort of like bewildered by seeing so many people around him. They said, muhaddith basically is someone who narrates hadith. He's like a hadith scholar. So he said, okay, I'm going to go and talk to him. So he went out, bearing in mind this guy is, has had a few things to drink. He's not going to be in his best mood. He came out, he's wearing a red garment. He's got his dagger, which was a common tradition people carry on. So he came to Shu'bah, he pushed people out of the way, he held onto the donkey, and he said to Shu'bah, you're a hadith scholar, right? Tell me a hadith. So Shu'bah looked at him, could see that this guy was not particularly in a good state of mind. And then the hadith scholars, they had respect and regard for hadith. They wouldn't just narrate hadith there and then just in the road and someone just comes and say, oh, give me a hadith, and they will just narrate it. So he said, no, I'm not going to narrate to you a hadith. You don't look like you're fit to learn a hadith. So he said, he took out his dagger and he said, look, if you don't tell me, either you're going to tell me a hadith or I'm going to wound you. So on this, Shu'bah, he said, حدثنا منصور حدثنا ربعي عن أبي مسعود البدري أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن مما أدرك الناس من كلام النبوة الأولى إذا لم تستحي فاصنع ما شئت. He said, we have narrated from Mansur, who has said that we have narrated from Rib'i, from Abu Mas'ud al-Badri, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you see, he is mentioned to him a chain. Okay, you want a hadith? Here's a hadith. What people have understood and learnt from the early words of prophethood, it's like words, generation of prophethoods have passed on this message. What is that message? If you have no shame, then do as you please. And Shu'bah went. Now, you can imagine, he's narrated him a hadith, but this guy, even though he's a little bit intoxicated, he realized what the Prophet ﷺ was saying, the hadith. You have no shame, do as you will. And this is you, you're coming up to a hadith scholar, a respectable person within the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and you are just taking your dagger out and, you know, being abusive. And they say that this was the reason why he repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from all his bad ways. He changed his ways and he actually went on to become one of the people who narrates hadith, and he also became later on a hadith scholar, having found words to help him repent in this path as he heard them from Shu'bah. Funnily enough, they say that he only heard this hadith from Shu'bah because later on he didn't manage to narrate any other hadith from Shu'bah for different reasons. But this hadith, or this narration, the story, tells us and shows us how people repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes it could be a few words, just a phrase that could be said, and that can help people repent. It also shows us that the importance of having shame, having haya, having respect for those who are learned and those who are scholars. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to benefit us and you with the good words. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.